Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we rejoice and are glad in it. Let me encourage you from the book of 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 16 and 17. Apostle Paul was in betwixt and of pain and sorrow, and the biggest pain that he experienced was that though he was a single person, he said that everyone abandoned me. But the Lord stood with me and gave me strength. And that's amazing. He says, everyone abandoned me. So the question is, there will be moments in your life where you will be all alone. You will feel alone. You will feel abandoned. And you can also feel forsaken. And you can also feel forgotten. So in such situations, how do we deal with loneliness is a good question to ask. And a few pointers that I would like to share with you today is that it's going to help you in overcoming your loneliness and being in a state and a position where you will be blessed abundantly. So number one, learn to be alone without feeling lonely, right? So if you see Jesus's life, Jesus often left the crowd to be alone with his Father in prayer. Why? Because he knew that solitude is essential to spiritual growth. And he came back from those times personally enriched and better equipped to deal with the challenges of life. The Bible also says about Jacob in Genesis chapter 32 verse 24. Then Jacob was left alone and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of day. Out of that time alone with God came a man with a new name, a new nature, a new walk, and a new future. Plus, when people realize that you can enjoy your favorite dish or movie or other activity alone, they are attracted by your strength, independence, and confidence, right? Secondly, reject the idea that you cannot live without a certain person in your life, right? God is the only person you must have. And he has promised to always stay with you, right? Always. He will never leave you, never forsake you. Till the end of this age, he will always be with you. We might fall into deep loneliness after the death of a loved one because we haven't cultivated many interests outside the relationship. But it's never too late to get started, and God will help you. Paul wrote, "The first time I was brought before the judge, no one came with me. Everyone abandoned me. May it not be counted against them. But the Lord stood with me and gave me strength so that I might preach the good news in its entirety for all the Gentiles to hear." In 2 Timothy chapter 4, 16 to 17. God will help you to grieve your loss, leave your loss, and go on to what he has for you next. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have made, and we are grateful that you never fail, you never change. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Today is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Surely, in the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah. Abba Father, today I pray that you'll give us the grace that in our lonely times, we will learn the art to be satisfied in your presence, to run in our secret closet, to pray, to seek your face like Jesus, like Jacob, like so many, like Daniel. Lord God Almighty, that they Lord, in their alone times, they spent it with God, and they were saturated with the presence of God. They came out, O Lord, with the glory of God, like Moses when he was shut up for 40 days and 40 nights on the mountaintop in the presence of God. When he came down, his face shone so brightly that he had to cover it with a veil. People couldn't see his face. It was shining like a sun. Lord, I pray that you'll give us the grace today to overcome every and any feeling of loneliness, to be in the presence of God, to walk with God, and to live in your glory. I thank you, Lord, for your flock as they step out into the job and into the businesses. Lord, I pray that you will bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand, keep them from the enemy, flourish and prosper them because they are yours. I pray, Lord, for the ones who may be grappling with their health conditions. I release your healing virtue to flow from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet in the mighty name of Jesus. And the Lord, you will be alone exalted and be glorified. For by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. We bless you, we thank you, and we give you the praise. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.